Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Man, I'm really sad as the new year comes to an end when we talk about small market radio in Illinois. One of the institutions in small market radio, I think, signed on back in 1922, a heritage of 95 years. WCAZ in Carthage is going off the air on December 31st. We're really not going to get into the specifics. I know it's an FCC-related issue, but a guy that has been broadcasting down there, and we've run across the high school sports scene, is Keith Yeck. So we want to talk about some small market radio memories. But first up, Keith, I know you have to be a little bit sad, but two, it has to be a celebration of what's going on down there with small market radio.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, when I joined WCAZ back in March of 1989, I knew I was walking into an institution that had a lot of history behind it. You know, WCAZ is known for predating the FCC, and Carthage College, when they were WCAZ, when they owned WCAZ, broadcast the first ever college football game ever on the radio, anywhere. And, you know, knowing that history and just working for this radio station the last 28 years and knowing, you know, knowing the history of this radio station has always made it special.
Well, and that's the great thing that I have witnessed, at least through social media. You realize how important you are sometimes, kind of after you're gone or after you're leaving. And, you know, just some of the comments I've seen from your listeners and the people that have supported the station long over the year, that makes me realize, man, you know, small market radio is pretty important to the community. And it looks like WCAZ really had a connection with the local community, at least by the reaction I've read from a lot of different people.
Oh, yes. You know, WCAZ is more than just Carthage, Illinois. WCAZ is west central Illinois, southeast Iowa, and northeast Missouri. And that's, you know, that's what we've always tried to be. We've tried to be more than just Carthage. And that's the way we've been successful, you know, in the 28 years I've been here. You know, I've taken sports broadcasting at this radio station from what they used to say as an afterthought to now, you know, an institution that everybody knows in the three-state area. When you mentioned WCAZ, they know us for our high school sports coverage.
No question. And how are you, I guess, kind of digesting all of this? You know, 28 years, you said, you've been at the station. Now, I know you'll wrap up your high school sports coverage. I don't know if it's a perfect ending for you. Your basketball team's at the Beardstown tournament playing for a title. Basketball team, boys, we're talking about girls basketball, then the boys team down at the Western Macomb holiday tournament. So you, at least from a high school sports standpoint, you're kind of going out on top, right?
Oh, yeah, and you couldn't ask for anything better. You know, it's always been about painting that picture and bringing the game to the audience that can't be there. You know that as well as I do, Jim. You know, that's what makes us unique. We have a talent that enables us to let people think that they're at the game, you know, by the crowd noise and just the inflection in our voice and such, where, you know, we are the eyes and ears of those that can't be there. And that's what makes small market radio unique. And that's, you know, that's what I've loved about being able to broadcast high school sports here in West Central Illinois.
Well, and I want to stop right here and tell you that, you know, I tell people how it works. If you want to make a connection with the audience that you serve, right? I mean, that's what it's all about. You got to make the connection.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
How do you do that, right? You get out, and not just one person in the station. You know, everybody's got to buy into this. And I know down there, you know, Greg Phelps has been there a long time. you know, a lot of these names are institutions.
I mean, Dom Thurman's been been in radio 46 years.
Rob Dunham's been
in radio 28 years.
Yeah. And what I say, and they're not, what I say, they're not inside the station, right? They're outside the station. They're the face of the station.
Well, Greg's outside, and Don has been our morning man for all these years, and, you know, Rob owns the station and is one of our air talents, and I've been one of our air talents a lot more than I care to say here over the last 3 years, but, you know, it's something that you learn in small market radio that you can't ever know too much.
Do you remember the first game you ever broadcast down there for CAZ?
No, first game I would ever broadcast would have been...
See, you've done so many games, you forgot.
Oh, yeah. One of the first games I remember broadcasting was, and it wasn't the very first, but I can remember the 1990 Hancock County Tournament at Hamilton High School. We set up bright and early that morning. First game was at 9 o'clock. We didn't leave that gymnasium until after 9 o'clock that night. And we read all the ads live back then. They were all live reads. We had no, you know, there was no, let's go back to the studio for this 30-second or 60-second or 2-minute timeout.
You just got
right there in the gymnasium.
Yeah, you just got your voice back probably from that weekend then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and, you know, we love doing the Hancock County tournament every year because it wasn't just a boys' tournament. It was a girls' tournament, too. So you got to see all the teams in Hancock County at that tournament. And, I mean, it was just fantastic to be able to do that basketball tournament because it would rotate to a different school each and every year. And that's the uniqueness, and, you know, it's still the longest-running tournament in the state of Illinois. Continuous running tournament.
Now, getting back to kind of your memories, and I think I may have cut you off, you know, how are you approaching this or digesting all of this? Is it kind of a walk down memory lane, or kind of what are the emotions for you? Again, you're talking about a station that's been on since, I think, 1922. You've been there since 1989. So what are your emotions in all this right now?
Well, it's really sad. You know, it's like losing a member of the family, needless to say, a close member of the family that you've grown up with and matured with. Because, you know, when I walked through the door here back in 1989, I was a snot-nosed kid. You know, I had spent almost three years in radio down in central Missouri with KWRT, KDBX, and AM-FM combo down there, and got the opportunity, was hired here by Dan Bryan in March of 1989. He tried to get me in fall of 88, but I said, you know, I wasn't even looking at that point to change venues. But they were looking for somebody back then in 88, and I said, I got a basketball season coming up, and I will not leave that until we're done. And then I, you know, came to Carthage and was hired here, and the rest is history.
So, you know, when you look at this occupation in this profession, local radio, what's the biggest kick for you? Is it just like the connection with the audience? I mean, and that's one thing that, and I assume probably you'll land back on your feet and you'll still be doing somebody who asks you to do radio somewhere, somehow. I mean, that's how the business works, right? But... just your the connection to the listener. I mean, that's the big thing when you, as you, kind of digest this station going off the air. The big thing is, you know, that connection with the listener who's listening at home on the radio, right? Or now, you know, all games are streamed and all that stuff. So that's the big thing, I assume, when you say, you know, it's like losing a part of the family. That the connection is the big thing.
Oh, yeah, and what's been great about working in local radio is every day has been different. No 2 days have ever been the same, and that's what we have always loved about working in small market radio, because as you know up there in Aledo, no 2 days are the same.
Amen.
And that's always been a challenge, and it's always been my love for this business in small market radio.
And getting back to the history of the station, you hit on this at the beginning of our conversation. Again, 95 years for WCAZ in Carthage. And let's go back that year, that football game, the first ever football broadcast on a radio station originated from WCAZ involving Carthage College. So a little bit about that.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, that will celebrate 100 years next year. And that is something that, you know, we've always been proud of. You know, Robert Compton, who started this radio station back, predates the FCC. You know, it was actually called Radio Bob back then. And at that time, he was starting WTAD in Quincy when Carthage College owned the radio station and broadcast that first game. So, I mean, he was off, you know, establishing new ventures, and then he came back to Carthage and got the station back from the college. And, you know, being a part of that sports history and knowing all the success that we've had here covering everything from junior high baseball, junior high volleyball, junior high boys and girls basketball, and on through the, you know, the championships we've been able to be a part of for Carthage. You look in 97, Warsaw girls and boys both went to state. The Warsaw boys won it all, beating Spring Valley Hall in dramatic fashion. I happened to be the voice that night that they won that state championship. The next year, Nauvoo Calusa makes the run. And we were there for that. Now, we've been there, the championships over the years, Southeastern making it, this state in boys and girls basketball. This past spring, I was blessed to follow Central Southeastern in 2A and Mendon Unity in 1A in girls basketball. You know, stepping away from the normal Carthage realm once again. You know, we've always had the philosophy, any place, anytime, anywhere, we'll go and broadcast. And, you know, our sponsors have backed us no matter where we go. And that's, you know, you ask about reflection. That's the, besides the audience connection, the interaction with the businesses, the relationships you build with these businesses, the friendships you make in this business in small market radio is what I'm going to miss the most.
And I know that the CAZ has built up a great relationship with the local businesses, and that's the neat thing you talk about, predating the FCC, because I know it licensed, I think, in May of 1922. So when was actually the first day that station was on the air down there? Again, you should talk about predating the FCC.
Yeah, that's a good question. That I'm not really sure of, you know, because back in those days, everybody was working with kind of experimental radio, and Bob Compton had a radiator shop right on the south, right off the south side of the Carthage Square here, and he was a tinkerer, and, you know, he just started experimenting with that stuff and broadcasting, and, you know, they say he was quite a man and had quite a knowledge of how to get things to work, and, you know, being a part of this heritage is something that most people won't realize how special WCAZ has been in the entire West Central Illinois area.
Well, I think a lot of the stuff that I've read on social media, I think most of the people down there realize that. I mean, that's those are the richest compliments that you can get in this business, because they know what it's going to be like without the station now. It's such a lost connection. I know you talked about some of the teams and programs you covered. I know now we were privileged to at least compete against Coach Unruh at Carthage and then Illini West. And the name escapes me, the Carthage girls coach that really got that program rolling, and it transitioned into Illini West. So, I mean, you mentioned some of the other programs down there. That's the other thing, man, that the great programs that you've got to cover. And there's ownership in that. I tell people, you know, that's the one neat thing about, you know, this job, I think, I take ownership in Mercer County and Sherrard and Rock Ridge and the local teams we cover. You know, that's our teams. That's the homer in me. And I would assume you kind of, you know, you kind of approach your job that way too. That hey, we're not only taking ownership in this radio station and these businesses, but the communities we cover, and more importantly, the school districts we cover. These are our teams, the station's teams. Oh, I mean, that's the big connection.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when we broadcast the West Prairie Cyclone State Volleyball Championship last year, that is McDonough County's only state championship in history, and we happen to be there for that. You know, we cover high school volleyball, and a lot of stations say, why do you do that? You know, and we cover high school or junior high volleyball when teams make it to state. We've always looked at the IESA as the future, looking into the future of what the high school teams could be like. And we've been very blessed over the years, myself and under Rob Dunham, of broadcasting so many 7th and 8th grade state championships, be it for us, be it for Hamilton, be it for Southeastern, you know, Hancock County. That's what we've always emphasized here at WCAZ. We're not just Carthage. We are Hancock County.
All right, as we wrap up here, talking with Keith Yux, WCAZ going off the air December the 31st. They were licensed by the FCC in 1922, but their station originated prior to the FCC days. That's the type of institution. Again, the first football broadcast ever on the radio originated from WCAZ in 1918, so 100 years. Is your final broadcast? I know we're talking to you on Friday. Is it at the tournament, or are you doing something special December the 31st?
My final broadcast on WCAZ Sports-wise will be Friday night at the Beard Sound Lady Tiger Classics 36th Annual Tournament. I've covered that since 1992 when Carthage and Hamilton both went down there. They used to play for a brief time in the Carl Sandburg Christmas tournament, and then that folded, and Dick Beery and Jim Replinger, the coach of, you know, Carthage and Hamilton respectively, were looking for a place to go, and Beardstown welcomed them in, and you know, we were there for a long time, and then we got an opportunity to go to the State Farm Classic for a couple of years. So then we went over there, and then we tried to get back in Beardstown, and they said, oh no, not so quick. So then we had to play in South Fulton for a year. But then we've been back at Beardstown for a number of years. I'd say the best hospitality room in the state of Illinois when it comes to holiday tournaments. They do it upright. And, you know, I feel I've just been blessed to broadcast as many games as I have in that facility at Beardstown. They do two gyms back-to-back. One's the middle school gym, one's the high school gym with the weight room in the separating them. You know, I can remember back in the day when we broadcast in the old gym where they do games all day long because there was only one gym. Now they're able to run games simultaneously and get, you know, 24 teams to play each and every day.
Well, I would ask you what you're going to say on Friday night, but I'm not going to do that. I'll tell the listeners to tune in and listen at WCAZ. Is again, they sign off on December 31st, and Keith Yux has been a great face and a great voice for high school sports since 1989. Talk about a legacy station, CAZ, again, 95 years. They were licensed in May of 1922 by the FCC and signing off on December the 31st. Again, we're not going to get into the issues of why that is with the FCC, but I just wanted to recognize the people in local radio that I respect and I think highly of. I love local radio, and I love the connection that you have down there. So I want to pat you on the back and congratulate you and Greg Phelps and Rob Dunham. And I know, as you mentioned, Don Thurman has been down there forever. So you guys do a great job, and congratulations on the great run down there.
Well, thank you very much, and, you know, I know we're talking about WCAZ, but I am not going away. I'll just leave you with this. As I've been doing this on my sports broadcast for, like, the last week and a half, you know, until we talk again, this is the Sports Yex. Good night, you know.
Yep.
A new venture has been started. Stay tuned, folks.
All right. Well, that's good. We need people like you in the business and in high school sports. Keith, thanks for sharing some memories with us. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jim Taylor.
All right. We'll have more on WRMJ and WRMJ.com in a moment.